This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And on to today's chart recess, we have Ugwazi M, who was born Gwazi Gwake Mabaso and raised in Zola South, Soweto, the birthplace of Kwaito music and Gasi slang as well. It is exactly what fuels Gwazi M's sound, giving it its mature mood and tremendous energy, along with captivating melodies, African bass beats, and lyrics that make the listener want to teleport into their most desirable daydreams. Gwazi M's music also portrays a young woman who is willing to confront an unfair society and uses her resources to create a more equal one. Her fascinating and highly intense emotional performances draw the audience into her world. Gwazi began her career as a vocalist solely before realizing she had writing talent as well. She developed her talent and is becoming known in the South African music scene as a songwriter, with features from well-known musicians and songs that are played on radio stations throughout the world. Gwazi M actually released an EP last week Friday, I think, and she made it on the chart this week. So we are chatting to her right here on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. Hi, Gwazi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm lovely. Hearing you talk to me, talk about me. Yeah. When it's long, it's about like a month. Instead of going and getting cool, miss Gitty guys, mega pale. Because the cool man, I just made my day, man. It's amazing.
It's so beautiful. Why? I'm an artist. Always say this, man. Like, don't you guys like read your bios or something? Like, don't you get used to it?
No, I don't think you can ever get used to it. It's somebody different every day listening. How do I get used to it?
Okay, no, I definitely get you.
Yeah.
Now we do have a bit of your background, but so let's just get straight into it. I mean, I'd like to know, with this song that has made it into the Fresh 8 chart on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show, what inspires your writing? What inspired the EP that you released on Friday?
Well, first of all, the EP is called Solo Conversations.
Sure.
So, you know, it was inspired by me and me, the both of us, me and me.
Sure.
You know, I was just in my home, you know, thinking about the things that I was experiencing or things that I was going through at that moment, whether it was good, bad, whether it was a love as well. The EP is about love songs mostly.
Sure.
It has love songs in there mostly. So, you know, it's my experiences with love. And just inspired by conversations that I was having with myself, you know, about Wonalao, at the time or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was inspired by me and me.
Nice. Now, you know, also speaking about what it was inspired by, what impact do you like want to have on the listener? Like, if the listener is listening, what impact do you wish you could make on the listener?
Well, look, wonke umuntu uyakhala, you know, where love is concerned.
Yeah.
So it's basically just letting people know ukuthi sigowa sonke, guys, you know. And makuba mnandi futhi, kuba mnandi ithi sonke futhi, you know. If you're having the highs, if you're on the highs today, you know, just know that Ugwazi M has also experienced the highs. If you're on the lows today, you've got a song by Ugwazi M where she was also experiencing the lows. So that's what I want people to understand and take with them all the time. I don't want people that follow my music or my brand, Jay, as a whole, to think it's this posh up, you know, person or brand or whatever. No. Guys, there's nothing special. There's nothing. It's just you knowing obviously there's a song for every feeling that you will ever have.
Wow, that is beautiful, actually. And then, now, you know, looking at the EP, there's R&B EP. And, you know, in South Africa, I don't think R&B is recognized that much. Why did you choose R&B?
It just sounds good. It just sounds good. And ngikhulunge R&B.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ngikhulunge R&B, and the melodies for me, the strings, the instrumentals, you know. I could have been singing on any song, but to me it just sounds so much more liberating to myself. if the sounds are of R&B.
That is definitely beautiful. Thank you so much for availing yourself right here on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. Where do we find you on social media, and where can we find your music?
Oh, yeah. On social media, Instagram, it's Kwazi Mabaso. On Facebook, it's Kwazi M. YouTube, guys, please go to YouTube. I promise you, I see you guys when you come in there. YouTube is Kwazi M. And literally everywhere else, it's just Kwazi M. But Instagram is Kwazi Mabaso.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.